14. Mike stepped into his trailer and realized he had nowhere to put the armload of reports. He'd assumed he'd be able to rough it in the Spartan apartment for a few weeks, but that wasn't going to be possible. If nothing else, his back wasn't going to take more than two or three nights on the cot. He set the stack of files on the thin mattress and made a quick mental list. Table, two chairs, small bookshelf, small refrigerator, toaster, microwave. A small bed or maybe a futon that could double for a couch. Sheets and maybe a blanket. He could fit some of it in his rental car, but not all of it. He'd have to hope for delivery. Mike turned his attention back to the files. The red ants and black ants were swarming in his mind. They'd been scratching since the meeting in Washington, since they'd heard the first theories and ideas. Seeing the machine in the blueprints had only excited them more. It could wait. He could go find a store, get some dinner, and spend the evening setting up his temporary home. Dive into the files in the morning. The ants itched at the inside of his head. He headed back out and up to the parking lot. Bob had mentioned some shops in the area, and he'd passed a few on his way in from the airport. He was sure he could find something. The redhead was standing by the front gate talking with the guards. He gave Mike a half wave, finished up with the uniformed man, and sauntered over.
Olaf drive you away already?
Haven't dealt with him one-on-one yet.
So it was Jamie then.
Actually, it was you, said Mike. You were right. I need some furniture if I'm going to live back there for a few weeks.
Need some help?
Mike raised an eyebrow. Are you offering?
Nah, I just like to ask people if they need help and then watch their hopes get crushed.
Thanks.
I kid,
Bob said.
Did you want to get something big like a couch or a bed? I could check out the pickup we use for hauling stuff between the main building and Site B.
That would be fantastic, thank you.
Don't mention it. I'm just sucking up so you'll give me Olaf's job when you get everyone else fired.
I'm not getting anyone. Bob held up a hand.
Relax, man. It's just a joke.
Sorry.
Let me go sign out and grab the truck. I'll meet you back here in 10 minutes.
12 minutes later, they were rumbling down the road. The pickup was a huge, rusted beast, a relic of a time before the term fuel efficiency. According to Bob, they'd picked it up for under $1,000. Mike didn't find it hard to believe.
So I have to ask, said Bob, how often do you hear the young Alan Rickman thing?
Often enough, he said, although it's mostly kids, so it's usually phrased as young Severus Snape. Bob laughed. How often do you hear Ron Weasley?
Not as much as I did in high school, thank God.
He shook his head.
I shaved it all off junior year, about 5 years before bald became trendy. Spectacularly bad decision for a kid heading for class salutatorian.
He flipped the directional and swung them into a turn lane.
6 months of everyone calling me Lex Luthor.
2.5 hours later, Mike had a truckload of new furniture pieces with quasi-Swedish names to assemble. Bob helped him pile it all in his trailer, then loaned him a small toolbox to help assemble the futon frame. Mike looked at the pile of bags and boxes. The reports still sat on his cot, and the sight of them made the ants seethe in his mind. He brushed them away.
I think I owe you dinner, at least.
Nah, it was no big deal. And if it puts you in a better mood while you're here, it works out for everyone.
I insist. Besides, I need someone to show me a few good places to eat.
I can go with you, but don't worry about feeding me.
Technically, Mike said, Reggie's feeding both of us.
If you put it that way, said Bob, I wouldn't want to risk offending the man in charge.
They ended up at a pizza place just down the street from the main building. It was a strip mall restaurant with bare-bones Italian atmosphere. Menus were examined, orders placed, and they sat back in their booth to wait for their drinks. Bob studied Mike across the table.
So why are you here?
You said the pizza was good.
Bob smiled.
Why are you here? What are you really looking for?
Mike shrugged again.
What do you think I'm going to find?
The waiter came back with a lemonade for Mike and a Pepsi for Bob.
I think, Bob said, that a person can always find what they're looking for, whether it's there or not. They'll just see what they want to see.
Fair point, said Mike. But all I'm looking for are ways to reassure Reggie so he can reassure all those other people who need to sign off on your budget.
Bob put his glass up to his lips and swallowed twice. Is there some reason I wouldn't find that?
Bob shrugged.
What did Magnus tell you to look for?
Nothing, said Mike.
Everyone in Washington was already on edge when Ben Miles had his
breakdown.
Reggie just wants me here so I can confirm everything's going great.
Bob took a noisy sip from his straw and stared at Mike some more.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
You believe me?
We're not doing anything wrong, said Bob. We've got nothing to hide.
Mike felt the corner of his mouth twitch.
Except all the stuff you insist on hiding.
Look, said Bob, I'm not going to give you my ATM code, but that doesn't mean I've got a ton of drug money or something in my account. Everybody's got secrets, and they've usually got perfectly good reasons to keep them.
True.
We all know this isn't the normal way things get done, he said.
But this isn't a normal project. You saw it. This changes everything.
Is it that weird that we want to keep an iron lock on everything until we're 100% sure it's ready to go?
What if someone jumps the gun and just announces it?
If they're not going to fund us, why would they announce it?
Just a hypothetical situation.
None of those suits or soldiers are going to go public without solid proof. They'd take a huge credibility hit, probably end up running a Taco Bell or something.
What if they force you to reveal it?
Arthur's got a team of lawyers on speed dial just in case. Unless they send in the army, like actual guys with guns and tanks, they can't force us to do anything.
The pizza arrived. It was a good size for the price. The waiter added a basket of bread and apologized that he hadn't brought it sooner. Mike freed a pair of slices and slipped them onto his plate.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Straight question, straight answer.
Bob smiled.
I'm still not giving you my ATM code.
Who put you up to this?
The smile faltered.
I don't know what you...
Come on, said Mike.
Straight question, straight answer.
Bob's smile returned. It wasn't quite as wide, but it was more honest.
Arthur, he said,
although Neil suggested it.
Not so hard, was it?
What gave me away?
Oh, come on. You offered to spend your free time helping me move furniture?
There are people I've worked with for years who won't do that.
Bob chuckled.
Yeah, I guess it was a little much.
Did they give you a list of things to casually drop into conversation?
Nah, they just wanted me to be friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
Neil was worried we'd gotten off on the wrong foot with the maintenance thing this morning.
Ah.
Thanks for helping, said Mike. Regardless.
No big deal, said Bob.
Straight question for you?
Go for it. My PIN number's 9713.
Why you?
Reggie's been trying to get me to do some work for him for ages. This was the first thing he ever told me about that interested me.
Yeah, Bob said, but why you?
Even with Miles out of commission, he's got to have a couple dozen guys already working for him who'd be interested in what we're doing, and no offense, I'd bet half of them have more of the background they'd need to evaluate the project.
None taken. Like you said, no one's ever done anything like this before. He was probably thinking I'd be able to take in a lot and approach it all without any preconceptions.
Bob used a pizza crust to wipe up some oil on his plate.
Meaning you'll remember everything you see and you've got the brain power to analyze all of it.
You could put it that way, yeah.
Bob bit off the end of the crust.
I know he's your friend and all that, he said. But did you ever think maybe that's the reason he sent you here?
That I could steal all your work passively?
Yeah.
Of course I did, said Mike.
But it won't happen.
Why not?
Because that's not what he hired me to do, and I wouldn't do that anyway.
I'm just supposed to analyze and make a recommendation.
Bob popped the rest of the crust in his mouth and crushed it between his teeth.
Cool, he said.
If you're just here to reassure Magnus it's all good, then we're good.
Good.
They each ate a slice in silence.
Actually, said Bob, can I bounce something else off you?
Sure. Bob set his fingertips on the table and bounced his hands up and down. He bit his lip.
Has Arthur said anything about me?
Officially?
What do you mean?
It's just...
Bob's hands shifted. 10 fingers tapped on the tabletop. Look, in the big scheme of things, I'm still the new guy. I get that. But for the past 2 weeks or so, everyone's been...
Bob, said a dry voice. Shouldn't you be working on the new ring algorithms?
Olaf stood a few feet away, holding a Kindle.
We finished early, said Bob. He gestured at Mike. I've been helping him get moved in.
Olaf made a grunting noise.
Do you want to join us? Asked Mike. He shuffled over a bit in the booth.
We just got our food a few minutes ago.
Another grunting noise from Olaf, this one followed by a sharp sniff.
No, thank you. I prefer to eat alone.
He took a few steps across the room and sat at another booth. He put his back to the window so he could stare at them over his e-reader. The waiter brought him an iced tea. He sniffed again and dabbed at his nose with a paper napkin.
I'm not sure if he's the friendly one or Jamie is, Mike said.
Bob chuckled.
They're not so bad once you get to know them.
You play a lot of jokes on him? That's what Arthur says?
The other man shook his head.
Not really, just one or two, but he got it stuck in his head, and now anything that goes wrong in his life is an elaborate practical joke from me.
I know a couple people like that.
So you were saying,
about what?
The past 2 weeks, said Mike.
You wanted to know if Arthur had said something.
Oh, said Bob. He glanced over at Olaf.
Yeah, it was probably nothing. Don't worry about it.